cliffcentral.com.
Hello, Rich Mulholland. How are you?
Good, dude. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Where in the world are you today?
I'm down in Cape Town. It's a kid's school holidays.
All right. Very good. So I thought we'd just catch up with you quickly and we'll do a sort of condensed version of the reality check for this morning. First of all, do you have a good weekend?
I did indeed.
Excellent. Are there a lot of people smoking weed in Cape Town after that High Court decision?
You know, you'd expect that we'd have cars going everywhere, that we'd have things like this. I am feeling particularly good every time I walk outside, so I can only imagine something like that's happening.
It's probably in the air already. There's probably that cloud that's usually over the mountain. It's actually weed smoke for the last couple
of
days.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Although I say that, I mean, I don't smoke weed in 20 years, but I'm all for the practice.
By the way, can you just fill us in? Is the water situation any better? Anthea says that she was there this morning and most people aren't even talking about it, and they did get some rain over the evening. But are people concerned about running out of water in Cape Town?
Absolutely. Every one of our showers has buckets in it that we're catching. Yeah. I mean, and everyone should be concerned. It's been quite crazy. Like when we were driving past on the way into town, just every one of the dams you drive past looks like it's running on empty. So you get a real sense of how the reservoirs would look. Mm. And people should be shitting themselves. It's a real problem.
All right. So what's on your mind this morning? What have you been thinking about all weekend?
Well, I tell you what I have been thinking about is what everyone else has been thinking about. And that is this kind of protest mass action problem.
Okay.
And my worry is that we've been thinking about doing something, but we've not been thinking about what we want to achieve. And I know it seems like it's pretty obvious, but I don't think it is at all. I think when you're going to do something and you're going to protest for something specific, you want to have very, very detailed actions of what you're hoping to get out of it and play. And I'm worried that we're not doing that. I'm also worried that we've been divided, that there's so many different initiatives going off nowadays or at the moment that I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to take part in.
Now, I remember you talking about this before. You said that basically in game theory, you have to know what the victory conditions are. Is that what you're referring to?
I guess to some degree, I'm referring to the victory condition. In this case, I guess it's about the fact that there is, you know, are we wearing black clothes today or are we marching on Friday? And if we are, what are we asking for? What is the protest for? Now, I do understand the principle that if we can get people on board just going out there and showing dissatisfaction, that's a start. If we can start building some sort of groundswell. In Leipzig, in Germany, that's how they got the Berlin Wall done. They started by protesting to the streets and they went on and on and on and on. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the people eventually just ripped on the wall. But they had a very, very clear intent. And I'm worried that we lack that at the moment.
Now, do you have any ideas? Because we're grappling with the idea of on Friday, whether or not we should be protesting, because it seems the whole country is going to grind to a standstill. Do we join these protests? Do we carry on doing what we're doing? We certainly don't want to be blocking the highways and stupid stuff like that. But what would you do on Friday if you really felt passionately that you needed to be heard by the government?
So I feel passionately that we need to be heard by the government. I certainly am not indifferent in any way. I'm perhaps somewhat cynical as to the approach. And I think that this idea of just, hey, guys, let's just take the day off. I was chatting to a friend yesterday, and you know, we have to cut off the. If everybody all of a sudden didn't pay tax for a couple of months, if all businesses stopped paying government, if we actually, you know, closed the taps, that would be something worthwhile. But if we're just taking a day off work, that will affect the entrepreneurial sector, it'll affect businesses, it'll be an inconvenience. I mean, will people be happy if airline staff strike on Friday, or not strike, but you know what I mean? If they march on Friday. People be happy when they go to the restaurant, so they want to go out to an evening and the restaurants are all closed because of it. Like, and if they will, that's fantastic. But I have a feeling that's not necessarily the case. And I'm genuinely at a loss. I'm not 100% sure what we should be pushing for and what we should be doing in terms of making a big difference. But I do feel that our efforts should be together. And we should maybe take a breather and come up with something that is smart and will actually strike at the heart. The other conversation we're having yesterday, and I hate to say this, but the ANC itself didn't topple apartheid. It required Nkonto with Sizwe to do some of the dirty work.
There were also international sanctions. There were people, donors and funders from Scandinavia There were people here in this country who weren't even ANC. There were PAC members that were ZAPO members, that were members of other political parties, also played their role in the struggle. It certainly wasn't just the ANC.
No, and I think there's a very good point there. Have we successfully rallied international people to try and help us in the cause and to get things done? And I'm not convinced that we have. So it's a very real worry. And because I didn't fully expect you, I didn't know I was going to be on today. I didn't probably prepare as well as I could have. But I certainly want to give it some thought and come back to you with because I really have been concerned a lot. And I do want to try to figure out something that I can do.
Well, I mean, any help you can give us, because we also sat here and threw it around for a while this morning. It seems to me that there isn't a leader. There isn't someone who's in charge of this whole thing who can set the agenda. It seems to just be that people are pissed off, they're dissatisfied, they want to see change, but they're not sure how to bring it about.
Do you think perhaps there's something to be said for the fact that because everybody's communicating on social media, no one's actually communicating? Do you not think there needs to be a conclave where a group of smart individuals get together? You know, the biggest impact we saw last year was when business actually went and sat down with the president and said, hey, man, we're not happy with this. The CEOs of the top companies went and sat down. Do we not need some sort of big meeting of, you know, rather than just assuming that we're talking because we've shared stuff with each other on social media?
I think that's a very good point. Perhaps that meeting is what we should do on Friday.
Yeah. And you see, now there for me, instead of just being a march, if there was a meeting and there was a conversation going around, that could well be the case. But I think there needs to be something more than just taking the day off.
Okay.
I think that in and of itself is not enough because it lacks intent. We know that we would like to have Zuma fall and a change and all of these things, but there's no intent into how we're going to make that happen. And I believe that's a flaw in our thinking.
All right, so you're going
to
work.
But I'm happy to support the country in whichever way. So I will back and support in whichever way I can that I feel that will add the most value, but provided there's a smart end.
All right, you're going to start formulating a plan then. We've just we deputized you to do it, whether you like it or not. All right, you're
brilliant.
On.
Love
you're
it.
In charge.
I will be back.
Thanks so much.
Okay,
cheers,
dude.
Rich.
Have a fantastic week. Bye.
There we go. Rich Mulholland, reality check for this morning. CliffCentral.com.